are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Another full weekend of Big Ten basketball. All 14 Big Ten teams in action. 7 games total across 2 days. 3 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday, including the game, Big Ten Basketball Edition. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten Podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Friday, February 19th, and another full weekend of Big Ten basketball. We are just 3 weekends away from Selection Sunday. And joining me on today's episode, it is Kai McKeon. He is a member of Three Man Weave, one of the co-founders, one of the best sites covering college basketball all across the interwebs. Kai, I did a bad hosting job there. I should have asked you before we started. Did I pronounce your last name correctly? Is it McKeon?
It's McKeon technically, but it's pronounced way differently wherever you ask, whoever you ask. So no big deal. Even my friend Matt, my three-man weave cohort, still says McKeon. It's all good.
What is it exactly? You kind of buffered there as we are dealing with some technical issues here today on the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
So it's McKeon.
McKeon. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, strange.
There was
a great
reporter in Omaha, Nebraska, who works for the Omaha World Herald named Sam McKeon, but he has a W in there. But okay, Kai McKeon, one of the co-founders of Three Man Weave, covering college basketball with the best of them throughout this college hoop season. And on this full weekend preview for this Big Ten slate, this upcoming weekend, all 14 teams in action, 7 games in total, 3 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday. We are going to break it down as we do each and every week, giving you our picks, our predictions, our winners for this weekend of Big Ten basketball. I led off by saying, Kai, we have the game, Big Ten basketball edition. That's because on Sunday, we have number 3 Michigan, number 4 Ohio State, a part of a great slate of Big Ten hoops this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. 2 potential 1 seeds. Both teams kind of emerged as the Big Ten top dog. And I don't think either team, Ben, was really in the conversation in the preseason, right? You talked about the top 4, I think, Michigan State, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa. Neither of these teams were mentioned, and now they've kind of shown they're a class above everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And really 2 teams playing for a 1 seed right now. As our resident bracketologist on this podcast, a guy I think you know pretty well, Kevin Sweeney, has told us that when you play top tier of the Big Ten Conference, winning games against top tier teams is great for your resume. Losing doesn't hurt you as much. So this will be a great battle between 2 great rivals across all of college athletics in Michigan and Ohio State. That's where we will begin with our Big Ten game of the week. But as we do, we'll go through our Locked On Locks, our underdog specials, and our third category of our creative choosing, where we see Kai's creativity on display for this great weekend of Big Ten basketball. For the first time, though, Kai, we have no Friday night games, which means we have no spreads from our friends at betonline.ag. So as we do, we use Ken Pomeroy, the smartest mind in all of college basketball. We use his predictions, his outcomes to give us our spread. We will talk it up with the variance. That's if it's off by maybe 1 or 2 by the time we get to the opening tip. We'll talk about how confident we feel in Ken Pom's line and the over-under totals as well. So are we ready to go? Are we ready for the Big Ten game of the week, the game, Big Ten basketball edition between Michigan and Ohio State?
Ben, I'm pumped. Let's do it.
Let's go through it. So, Kai, as we know, this is a huge rivalry when we get into the football realm. And for the first time in over 100 years, we didn't have it in this Big Ten football season. But we get a small sample of it in Big Ten basketball. As I've learned throughout this week and on the 2 for Thursday episode where we previewed that game between Ohio State and Michigan, the Buckeyes see this more as a basketball rivalry, where Michigan's biggest rival in hoops is probably Michigan State. But there will still be, as they always say, some bad blood throughout the record books. But as we talk about the record books, Ohio State has won 6 of the last 9 meetings between these 2 schools. Kai, how do you see this game playing out? As Ken Pom has Ohio State winning by 1, 74-73, the over-under total then, 147.
Yeah, I'll give you the summary first. Summary is, with fans in the stands, packed house, Ohio State would be my choice here at -1. Without that, I'm going Michigan. I sort of think they have an advantage on both ends here. I think Dickinson, being the rock inside that he is, can sort of handle whatever Liddell, Key, Young can throw at him. And Michigan has enough mobility, versatility, switchability on the perimeter to sort of slow down that Ohio State 3-point attack that's been, quite frankly, bananas in Big Ten play. Ohio State's offense has been incredible. On the other end, Ohio State's going to have trouble stopping Michigan's inside-out game, right? Dickinson in the post, sure, you might be able to slow him down a little bit, but they have so many shooters dotting the perimeter. I just think it's going to be very hard for Ohio State to compete with. So I'm leaning Michigan here, Ben, at 1. I'm not sure what the spread's actually going to be. I bet it's actually pretty close to this, though.
I think it is. I think it's going to be pretty close to this. In full transparency, Kai and I are recording this before Thursday night's games for both Ohio State and Michigan. Ohio State has Penn State. Michigan has Rutgers. Depending on what we see in those two ball games, I think it will predict Ken Pom's outcome for the game, and especially the Vegas spread by the time we get to Sunday afternoon. A 1 p.m. Eastern tip on CBS. Are we getting Ian Eagle? Are we getting Bill Raftery? I think so. We're going to get the ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Like, we're going to be ready to go for Sunday afternoon. That's a guarantee.
It's the best theme song ever made across any sport, across anything in the entire universe.
It truly is. We have Round Ball Rock with all the Big Ten games that we have on FS1 and Fox throughout the year. SEC on CBS, a pretty great intro as well. But there's something about that when you get to late February, early March, that you're just like, ooh, I remember and I know exactly where I am. I remember March Madness tournaments in the past. It is fantastic. Like you, Kai, I think it's going to be a really close game. I think it's going to be competitive. I don't have the strongest sense of what the outcome is, but I'm leaning Michigan as well, because the key to me is Michigan's offense, because we know defensively they have great intensity. They play with a very high energy level. Like you mentioned, so good at rotating out on the wing. They can switch man with Isaiah Livers and Franz Wagner. They play with such a good energy that we saw in that final 20 minutes against Wisconsin, holding the Badgers to just 20 points last Sunday in Michigan's first game back after a over 3 week long COVID pause. But we also know that Ohio State's offense has been prolifically good so far throughout this Big Ten basketball season. Fourth in the country in terms of efficiency when it comes to KenPom. Third in Big Ten play, averaging nearly 76.5 points per game. They've scored 70-plus in all 11 of their Big Ten wins this season. So that's the biggest gap to me, though. Michigan's offense versus Ohio State's defense, because that's where the Buckeyes lack a little bit, ranking 57th in defensive efficiency when KenPom looks at it. We have to see what Michigan does offensively. We know that the energy needs to be there defensively for them. How will they factor coming back in these games? They played Wisconsin now. They will have Rutgers on Thursday night. What do they look like in that game offensively against a good defensive team in the Scarlet Knights? They were 11 of 31 in the first half against Wisconsin this past Sunday. Started to figure it out in that second half, though. 12 of 26, shooting 46% from the field. If they can recreate some of that we saw in the final 20 minutes against Wisconsin, Michigan's been one of the best teams in college basketball all year long. I lean with them. I think Ohio State is still a legitimate, very, very good team. They are still probably going to be on that number one seed line after Sunday's result, whichever way it goes. I lean Michigan, though, in this game, the game in Big Ten basketball.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well said.
So now we move on to our three categories. We did the Big Ten game of the week between Ohio State and Michigan, the fourth-ranked Buckeyes and the third-ranked Wolverines on Sunday afternoon. Now we go to our Locked On Locks for the other six games of this Big Ten slate. Kai, you are the guest. You are making your debut here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. What is your Locked On Lock, the game you are most confident in this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go with Purdue. I think -8, I believe, is what KenPom's got it at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. The Huskers have been scrappy, man, as a dog lately, but this schedule has to catch up with them. It's their fourth game in 7 days, their ninth game in 15 days. That's ridiculous. That's a gauntlet. COVID shutdown certainly, you know, wreaked havoc on their schedule. So I think they finally fall off here. I love this Purdue team right now in general. Tons of size, tons of young talent. Next year, I think this team could be a top five team if Travion Williams comes back. I just think they're going to destroy the Huskers at the rim, on the glass. Nebraska already got their feel-good win in the Big Ten, so I see them kind of letting off the gas here, and I'll go with Purdue.
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point there. The Baby Boilers 2.0 are playing really good basketball right now. Trevion Williams coming off 28 points against Michigan State earlier this week. Purdue is playing really solid basketball. I really like them as a 5 seed, a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament. And Nebraska, who has just played such a gauntlet from returning from that COVID pause, like you mentioned, I think it catches up with them a little bit. Fred Hoiberg addressed that after their rare back-to-back in College Park against Maryland on both Tuesday night and Wednesday night. He was like, listen, it's good for us in terms of getting experience. We need this experience. We have a younger roster, but it's going to catch up with us health-wise at a certain point. Just we can't keep the legs as fresh. It is a wonderful thing to have another full weekend of Big Ten basketball. All 14 teams in action, 7 games across 2 days. But sadly, for the first time since we have done our weekend preview, there are no Friday games, which means, sadly, we do not have any spreads from our good friends at betonline.ag. But by the time tip comes, and probably about 24 hours prior, there will be spreads, totals, everything from our good friends at betonline.ag for this full weekend of Big Ten basketball. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, shows in reality TV. So you know that real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine is there on their site. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, no spaces, LOCKEDON at betonline.ag. We don't have any spreads or totals yet for the weekend of Big Ten basketball, but before the three games tomorrow, I'd probably say around Friday, around 3-4 p.m. Eastern time, those totals, those lines, everything will be in from our friends at betonline.ag. Seven games of Big Ten basketball, you know, the one place that you want to wager, the one place that we trust here on the Locked On Podcast Network, that place is betonline.ag. Again, use the promo code Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Locked On, LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. On this full weekend preview, we are covering everything. I legitimately mean everything you need to know for all seven games of this Big Ten basketball weekend. But what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your favorite shows. You know that every morning on Locked On Today, they have all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. You know that every Friday, we preview the full weekend of Big Ten basketball on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. This full weekend preview of seven games, all 14 teams, rolls on. That was almost going to be my Locked On Lock, but instead I turned to Sunday's game between Rutgers and Maryland. The Scarlet Knights, as Ken Pom sees it, a 3-point home favorite in the rack, the over-under total 131. Rutgers, I think, is being a little bit overlooked right now, at least leading into Thursday night's game against Michigan. They've won five of their last six games, the only loss in that span on the road at a very good Iowa team that had a healthy C.J. Frederick, or at least semi-healthy C.J. Frederick, back a part of that lineup. And one of the most promising things to me in Rutgers' most recent win against Northwestern, Ron Harper Jr. got back into double figures. He had 14 points, 11 rebounds. It was the first time he had scored in double figures in three games. And then you add that with the big man down low and Miles Johnson, who's probably playing the best basketball he's played in his 4 years or in his tenure in Piscataway. He had a double-double in three of his last five games. Maryland's playing good basketball too, right? They won three straight. They seem to be like they're trending towards being an NCAA tournament team. A win over Rutgers, especially on the road where Maryland has been so good in Big Ten play, would solidify that tournament resume in my mind. But I like Rutgers as my Locked On Lock. And Kai, I don't know if you know this about me, but every time Rutgers gets a win, I tweet out my Jim Valvano clip of him saying from his famous speech, your family, your religion, and Rutgers basketball. It would be a really good one for me, at least personally, after a Locked On Lock victory.
Yeah, I mean, from a spread perspective here, -3 seems kind of low, if that's what the spread's really going to be when it opens. I expect it to be maybe a little bit higher. The Terps, though, I mean, you mentioned it, they're on the cusp of the dance, and that seems, you know, almost unfathomable coming into the year. This team lost so much, and, you know, it's been a joke amongst, I think, people that I talk to a lot within college basketball realm. Mark Turgeon, not the best coach, doesn't do the most with the usual talent that he has. This year, not a ton of talent, but he's outperforming with it. They're a very scrappy team. I've just been super impressed with this team overall. Just solid basketball players, right? Wiggins, Ayala, Marcel, Scott. They, you know, there's no superstar here, but they just play good basketball. I don't think they're going to shy away from the physicality that Rutgers kind of uses to beat teams, right? They bully teams, and Scarlet Knights maybe a little bit susceptible to the outside shooting, but at -3, that'd be too low for me to put money on the Terps. So at that spread, I do lean towards your way with the Scarlet Knights.
Yeah, I'd take it up even with the variance, maybe to 5, 5.5. If it got up to 7 for whatever reason, then maybe Maryland keeps it close enough to cover that spread. The total, by the way, at 131, as Ken Pom predicts it, I'm not going to sweat out that under. That's just one I'm going to stay away from. I don't need my Sunday to be ruined sweating out an under between Rutgers and Maryland. So I like Rutgers as my Locked On Lock. Ken Pom sees it at 3 right now. Take it up with a variance, maybe even a point or two on that. Kai McEwen's Locked On Lock of the week was Purdue -8 as Ken Pom sees it right now over Nebraska. So we move on now to our underdog special. Speaking with Kai McEwen, one of the co-founders of Three Man Weave. If you are not following along with Three Man Weave, you are doing yourself a disservice, especially as we get into late February, into early March, as we get ready for the NCAA tournament. So we did our Locked On Locks. Now time for the underdog special. Kai, you don't need to pick somebody to win outright, but who covers this weekend in your underdog special?
Well, I might as well go with a top five team in the country, right? And that, of course, is home Minnesota. home Minnesota being the top five team in the country. Pom only has us at -5 in favor of Illinois. I think it's going to be higher than that. I don't believe that's going to be the final spread. This Minnesota team really is a stark dichotomy, right? On home and away splits. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're 4-0 this year as a home dog against the spread with a +18.8 cover margin. That's Ooh. Huge. They beat Ohio State by 17, beat Michigan by 20. We just talked about both those teams being one seeds this year, and this team's killed them both. Concern, of course, Gabe Kalscher. He's hurt. He was in a boot, I believe, in that last game. Maybe it was his hand. That was a shooting hand. So he was out for last game, probably out for this one. But they're young guys, man. They really stepped up against Indiana. Jamal Mashburn Jr., Trey Williams. Those guys played great for 30 minutes against Indiana. They were right there the entire game on the road, no less. That gives me some confidence they can play without Kalscher. I know Kofi Coburn destroyed them in the first game when these two matched up. But hopefully Liam Robbins puts up a little more of a fight in this game. He got in foul trouble last game. Hopefully he's a little bit less hobbled than he was against Indiana and puts up a better fight. Regardless, Ben, I'm excited for the guard matchup. Marcus Carr versus Ayo Dosunmu. It's going to be awesome to watch. So, yeah, why not? Home Minnesota. Take them.
Home Minnesota is a one seed. I don't care what anybody says. Minnesota at the barn this year is playing on that one seed line. Minnesota away from home, maybe one of the worst teams in college basketball. You put them together, they're right there at like the 8-9-10 seed line in the NCAA tournament. But, Kai, as we look at the NCAA tournament, do you think the selection committee would put in a winless road team that Minnesota not having a road win this year?
No, I don't think they would. Look at the conference record, right? I think they'll use that as leverage. So it's like, oh, Minnesota, you finished 500 or below in conference play. I think that has to matter somewhat. I know the committee really does look at road record, and having like an 0-10 road record, it's going to look terrible.
The committee has never put in a winless road team into the Big Dance. Yes, this is a crazy year, but you don't want to give them any reason to look at your resume and be like, that's a red flag. Maybe not. We'll pass on Minnesota. They have one more road opportunity, their second to last game of the year at Penn State. You would look at that as a favorable matchup for the Gophers. Maybe, we never know with road Minnesota, maybe a neutral court win in a Big Ten tournament. Maybe that would be enough. Who knows? But we know Minnesota at the barn, a very, very good team. It should be a very tough test for the fifth-ranked Illini this upcoming weekend. My underdog special is Michigan State visiting Indiana. The Spartans, as Ken Pom sees it, a 7-point dog, the over-under total 133. Kai, you might be thinking, Ben, are you crazy? Are you effing crazy, man? IU coming off probably its most impressive final 20 minutes, its most impressive second half of the entire year, in a huge victory over Minnesota on Wednesday night. And Michigan State, the same team that got blown out by 30 this past weekend against Iowa, and they have not been very inspiring at all in their last two losses, both by double digits. But wouldn't it be the most Archie Miller thing in the world for Indiana needing a win over Michigan State inside Assembly Hall to have a little bit of a struggle against the Spartans? I think it would. I think it would. And that's why I think that Michigan State, I'm not saying they're going to win the game. I think it will be close, but I do think they cover that 7-point margin as Ken Pom sees it right now. Could it be up higher, 8 or 9? Maybe. But I like Michigan State to cover on the road. And here's why. I point to one thing, because outside of Trevion Williams in that most recent game against Michigan State, they weren't terrible against Purdue. Trevion put up 28 points. But Michigan State shot 44% from three, 7 of 16 from deep. Only the second time in Big Ten play this season, they've been above a 30% clip from outside. IU is the worst defense in the Big Ten Conference guarding the three-point line so far throughout this conference basketball slate. So if they can kind of slow down Trayce Jackson-Davis, that being Michigan State slowing down Indiana's offense and their talented big man down low, if they can limit him from like 22 points to 14 points, I think Michigan State will do enough to cover in that game, and everybody in the state of Indiana, especially in Bloomington, is going to be sweating out the outcome of the game against Michigan State, and they're going to be sweating like Archie Miller's brother Sean Miller does leading up to Selection Sunday. That is for sure.
Yeah, I agree. 7 points too high here. I feel like Michigan State's kind of given up on the season.
Yeah, that's my worry.
I can't believe where they are right now. It's just very surprising to me. We haven't seen this, at least in several years, maybe a decade or more. Rocket Watts, man, just been disappointing. No point guard, no really good big man they've had in recent years. But 7 points is too much. I totally agree with you with the feel of Archie Miller losing this game. It just makes so much sense. Michigan State's not totally hopeless. They did look promising in a few games recently. The Iowa loss, I'm throwing it out. I mean, Iowa's a very, very good team, and they're kind of built to blow teams out like that. So a rough shooting night, a rough night, an off night for a team, you're liable to lose by 20 or 30. So yeah, I agree. I think Sparty plus 7 would be a good play here. I don't think they're going to win necessarily, but that's a lot of points. So I'm on your side.
I can see it being like 68, 64 with like 35 seconds left. And it's just going to be the most stressful final 30 seconds for everybody that loves Indiana basketball. Another full weekend, no games on Friday, which means 3 games on Saturday, 4 games on Sunday of Big Ten basketball. It's going to be a big boy of a weekend. How do we stay energized for all of it? How do we get ready for all of it? We turn to Built Bar. We turn to Built Bar at all times because it's the best tasting protein bar ever. And it might have just got even better because they have a new flavor release out there. The Coconut Puff Bar, luscious chocolate, soft marshmallow on the inside, made with a premium collagen protein blend. 16 grams of protein, only 130 calories, and only 6 grams of sugar. It's gluten-free. It's preservative-free. A one-day sale going on today, this Friday, getting ready for your Big Ten weekend of basketball going on right now. So go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, which you can include the Coconut Puff Bar. Again, a luscious chocolate outside, as all the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. A soft marshmallow inside made with a premium collagen protein blend. It is incredible. I have tried it. It is one of my favorite flavors. It's like a Nestle Crunch Bar, but you can feel good about eating it because you know the health benefits from Built Bar are there for you. So again, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code Locked On. You'll get 20% off your next order, which could be for this Coconut Puff Bar, a one-day sale going on right now at BuiltBar.com. Betting on Big Ten basketball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to this full weekend preview each and every week, and then you double that up by listening to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers out there for Big Ten basketball, college basketball, NBA, NHL, whatever. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. They give you winners. We give you winners. The full weekend preview of Big Ten basketball continues. Kai, by the way, you're being a great guest so far on your debut here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. You've agreed with all of my picks. We both picked Michigan in the Big Ten game of the week. You're backing up my Locked On Lock, my underdog special. I also think your picks have been fantastic too. So let's finish it off with our third and final category, the one of your creative choosing. What game is it? What is the category called? And who do you like in the win?
Yeah, well, we're going to round out the talk with the who cares game of the week. And that's, of course, Penn State at Iowa, because frankly, no one cares about this game. Penn State, you don't have much to play for right now. It looked like they could play their way back into the tournament a few games ago. Now at 4-9 in the league with 2 losses in a row to Michigan State and Nebraska, 2 games you really need to win. That's yikes. I have to think they're very down on themselves right now. I'm not sure Iowa's going to be focused in this game either, though, right? They're coming off this Wisconsin game tonight, however it goes, either way. I don't think they're going to be that motivated. Offensively, Penn State's going to grab a ton of boards. You know, Iowa's defense isn't very good, but I don't think Penn State can stop Iowa whatsoever. Can't turn them over, can't guard Garza, can't guard the perimeter. So KenPom has his 10. It probably will be close to that. My only concern is motivation for Iowa, just not caring enough to cover 10 points, but I would lean their way in a sleepy Sunday spot, I believe it is.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot because, like you mentioned, Penn State, you don't want to be known as the only team that Nebraska beat in the Big Ten season, and that is what the Nittany Lions are known as right now. And Iowa, Penn State's in a weird portion of their schedule. If we were looking at this in a football perspective, this is a classic trap game because Iowa finishes off the year after Penn State with Ohio State, Michigan, and then Wisconsin one final time. When they're talking about seeding and their positioning for the NCAA tournament, maybe any outside hope of getting a higher seed in the Big Ten tournament, this is a very important stretch for Iowa. Could they be looking past Penn State? Not that they would lose the game against the Nittany Lions, but if the spread's going to be up in double figures, yeah, maybe that's the only concern. But I do think Iowa probably stomps Penn State on Sunday afternoon. So my final third category is calling it the better win game of the week. And that is my charge to Greg Gard and the 21st ranked Wisconsin Badgers, who visit Northwestern in the weekend nightcap on Sunday night, heading to Evanston. The Badgers, a 5-point favorite on the road against Northwestern, the over-under total 131. I expect Wisconsin, whatever the outcome is against Iowa, to play a better game tonight. I think it will be competitive, and I think they'll build some of that momentum because they desperately need it. They have split their last 8 games. I think they lose to Iowa, so that would be losers of 5 of their last 9. That's not exactly the inconsistency you want at this crucial juncture of the season, But I want to say something nice about Northwestern right here, right? Because they've lost 12 straight games in Big Ten play. It has been abysmal at times, but in all but one of their last six contests, they have not lost by more than double figures. That's good. They're keeping games competitive. They came back in that second half against their in-state foe, Illinois, on Tuesday night. They made that fun. They made that exciting. Chase Audige is a dog. He's going to go up and bark at anybody. Like, he does not quit at all. I love seeing that out of Northwestern's players. But I just think that Wisconsin needs to win this game. It will probably come after a loss to Iowa. They need it for their own confidence. They need it for their tournament resume and where they might be on the seed line. And I mentioned that streak for Northwestern. They've lost 12 straight, but in all but one of their most recent six losses, it's been within double figure or within single figures, I should say. Before that streak, the game before that, they lost to Wisconsin by 16 points. I think we see something, maybe not quite to 16 points, but I do think Wisconsin on the road gets a win. And I look at this game really as a battle of pace, as every game is with Greg Gard and his team. But Wisconsin plays at an average possession length of 18.5 seconds in this season. That is the 300th slowest pace in all of college basketball. Northwestern, on the other hand, allows their opponents to control the pace pretty much. They allow their opponents to play at an average possession length of about 18 seconds. That's 310th in the entire country. So I expect Wisconsin to insert their style of play on Sunday night in Evanston. They'll control the pace. They'll control the game. I think they cover that 5-point spread. I like them up close to double figures, beating Northwestern in my better win game of the week. So there we are, Kai. All seven games, all 14 teams in action, a full weekend preview of Big Ten basketball with three more weekends to go until we get to Selection Sunday.
I totally agree with this game. 61 possessions in the first game between these two. Oof. You're right. Wisconsin's absolutely going to control the pace. I don't think it's going to be competitive. They're going to force Northwestern to jack up terrible outside shots, which the Cats will happily comply with. They've certainly been competitive last few. I just still don't view this team on near the plane of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's getting a lot of flack lately. This is still a top 15 team. This is still a very good team. I think people are kind of using recency bias, that Michigan loss, that collapse. Michigan's a top three team in the country this year. I mean, a lot of teams would collapse like they did. So I'm still a believer in Wisconsin. -5, if that's the case, that's too low for me. Northwestern's home court's not anything. So I don't think
you're
there's
not a
any
fan
stop.
Of Welsh Ryan Arena and the home court advantage that allows for the Fighting Chris Collins?
You know, I do like what they did with the place. The renovations are really nice, but no, not in COVID times. I don't think they're stopping the Badgers either on defense. So I think Wisconsin covers 5 easily. I would take it probably closer to double digits as well.
Kai McEwen, one of the co-founders of Three Man Weave, again, covering college basketball with the finest out there you'll find across the interwebs. A great first appearance on this show, and as it might be the last time we speak before the NCAA tournament, give me your Big Ten team that you think has the best shot of possibly ending the long streak of a Big Ten team not winning a national championship.
Yeah, I think the answer has to be Michigan right now. You have to be good at defense. That disqualifies a few teams in the Big Ten. You have to be good at offense. That also disqualifies a few teams. Michigan's got both sides. They have a nice mix of really good talent as well as some experience. And they have who I think is a very good coach in Juwan Howard. So they have all the pieces of potentially ending this streak.
Michigan, I like Illinois, but I think either of those two teams really have a great shot to make a deep run in March. Again, Kai McEwen, one of the founders of Three Man Weave. I got his last name for like the last 7 pronunciations, so there you go. A note to all you podcasting hosts out there, ask your guests before you start recording how to pronounce their last name, then you'll really make sure you have everything underway. But again, a great job at Three Man Weave in providing great insight and analysis on this full weekend preview of Locked On Big Ten. Kai comes from a numbers perspective. So you know that what he said is backed up with science, facts, and figures. And that's what we trust here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Kai, thanks so much again for your time.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for having me.
If you are not following along with Three Man Weave, they are one of the funniest, most engaging outlets covering college basketball across the entire interwebs. Make sure to give them a follow. Give Kai a follow as well. A great weekend preview of Big Ten basketball. All 14 teams, 7 games across the course of 48 hours from the start on Saturday, the 12 p.m. Eastern tip between Michigan State and Indiana, all the way to the nightcap on Sunday night between Wisconsin and Northwestern. 7 games, all 14 teams. What a weekend of Big Ten basketball. We're about 3 weekends away from Selection Sunday when the NCAA Selection Committee brings the NCAA tournament back into our lives. So every game this weekend, literally every game, is so impactful and so crucial for this home stretch of Big Ten basketball heading into the finale of the regular season, into the Big Ten basketball tournament, and then the NCAA tournament as well. We got a weekend ahead of us. Get ready, settle down, be on your couch, and make sure you're watching these seven great games of Big Ten hoops. So until we talk on Monday, when we recap the entire weekend of how everything played out and what it means for NCAA tournament resumes, what it means for the Big Ten league standings, that's coming up on Monday. Enjoy your weekend of Big Ten basketball, and just overall, have a splendid weekend.